I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. And this is Cinema Classics, and we are at the Gateway Film Center.
There is a new biography of Marlon Brando.
Have you read it?
Of course not. I've not only quite. Read
you
a reference
have time
to it.
Read it.
No, I don't.
That's probably a monstrous tome.
Yeah, Brando's Smile, His Life, Thought, and Work by Susan Mitsuruki.
Okay.
She is a professor at Boston University. And this is from an article in Atlantic recently by Tom Schoen, in which he says how Brando broke the movies.
Oh, please. What does he say? Sum that up for me. How Brando broke the movies?
Brando, right off of his hot Broadway successes.
Yes.
Had three or four in the 50s and 60s. Super films, and each one he negotiated himself. He was on his own, and he was thriving.
I see. So what you're saying is that he played a part in the downfall of the studio system.
Got it.
Which completely fell apart in the late 60s, early 70s.
That's exactly right.
I got it.
We're both Brando fans in one way or the other, and arguably he's the greatest film actor of all time. Now,
except for Jimmy Stewart, but go ahead.
And for Daniel Day-Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
So you can begin thinking of great actors. You have to put Johnny Depp in the mix because he was very close friends with Brando, who even recommended that he buy an island the way Brando did.
Yeah.
And I think he did.
I think Brando just found a quirky compadre and didn't want to be on that island by himself.
For those original movies, my gosh, in the early stages
of
his life.
Here, listen,
we've talked about
On the Waterfront, Streetcar Named Desire, Viva Zapata, The Men.
Yeah, The Men is one I don't know well. It's quadriplegic stuff.
Yeah, immersed himself, put himself in a wheelchair. You know,
right.
At the time, it was original.
Some would say that with the method acting that he had become the leading exponent of.
Mm-hmm.
He was
with
a,
James Dean.
When you ask somebody, more than often than not, they'll say Brando is.
And Paul Newman, equally a.
You're putting Newman with Brando?
Yeah. Is that a joke?
You can't be serious.
I'm dead serious.
You think there's any comparison between the range of Marlon Brando and that of Paul Newman?
Yes.
Oh, Newman is more of a standard actor, even though he is method. Brando is more of a naturalist.
Well, let me say this. This is interesting. Now, see, Brando was an affected performer. As interesting and compelling and natural, he relied on certain tics and techniques that Paul Newman never had to lean on. Paul Newman's performance in HUD is every bit as great as Brando's performance in On the Waterfront. All these tics and nuances that he gets credit for discovering or letting the spectator in on, I think were all done by Jimmy Stewart 20 years 20 years before.
Is this a comedy show or is this for
real? No, it's for real. Jimmy Stewart displayed the attributes of naturalism and realism that we associate with Brando long before Brando did.
Okay.
Now, he just didn't come in that package, and those movies weren't about, like, you know, guys ratting out the mob or anything like that. Jimmy Stewart's accomplishments are lost in the Hollywood classical era.
Looking at Brando as we are, Brando smolders on the screen. If he's not playing
a Mexican general
where he can be, or One Eyed Jacks where he can be flamboyant,
yeah.
When he plays The Godfather, he's dynamite, subtle dynamite in that role.
Right.
And I don't believe your actors ever achieved that kind of terrible subtlety that he had in The Godfather. He forever became the godfather of all film.
That's interesting. You're right. Well, that's a character role. You know, he doesn't have a lot of screen time. He is indelible, there's no doubt. However, Brando had fallen so far as a star at that point.
Yeah.
That the studio, hadn't Brando fallen so far, he wouldn't have been offered a character part in the first place.
Okay.
And that's why you don't see Paul Newman doing anything like that. The actor who made more great films is Paul Newman.
Wow. All right.
The show has devolved into something you didn't want. Brought this on.
Let me interject by saying there's a certain Wellesian tragedy about Brando.
True.
As we know.
Because he was so great, he got fat.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto, who by extension are award winners. Listen to our shows online at wcbe.org.